Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You got our song down, Hugh?
We're the best of friends. I got some of the words. Not all of them.
It's only week four. We're growing like the team. We'll get it by the end of the season. On the road to Santa Clara, 4-0. The Eagles, sometimes they look like a Super Bowl team. Sometimes they don't. It varies half to half in the last 2 weeks. Minus 1 yard last week in the first half of the game. Minus 18 yesterday. Well, it's just numbers, though, right?
Yeah.
The other halves are great.
They need to figure out who's going to be calling plays for the whole game, because the switching between Hurts and Petullo is
it's really causing some problems. It is ridiculous. Is a good word for the Petullo Hurts switch of plays. So how did it go last? Petullo had the first half last week, then Hurts had the second half.
Clearly Hurts had the first half this time.
We're just trying to establish what's going on.
I feel like y'all making fun of me. I don't care.
No, I didn't know anyone made fun of anyone. It feels like that's the case,
but something, there's a disconnect somewhere.
Yep.
That's true. There's a disconnect
somewhere.
I agree with that.
That has to be remedied before we, you know, progress.
Yes, I agree.
And hopefully this week it gets better.
That's right. All right, Sports Talk on WIP presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game all season long, kicking off with the juicy Week 5 matchup.
Juicy.
It is pretty juicy. Between the Denver Broncos and the Philadelphia Eagles, visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. We could scout those Broncos tonight. They play Monday Night Football. All right, 215-592-9494. Your reaction to yesterday, what stood out more? The offense in the first half or second half, and really just the way they played both sides of the game. They had an amazing first half where they dominated this football game. Second half, they let the Bucs right back in and almost gave the football game away. All right, Twitter questions here, sponsored by the PI Dental Center. Your smile is the first thing others see when they meet. You learn about and schedule your evaluation, PIDentalCenter.com. Our couple polls up today, and of course the A.J. Brown stuff is on the table too, because he's not happy. Hugh tried to break it down. He seemed to give AJ a little grace here. Meanwhile, I'm just
trying to give him grace, man, because something ain't right.
Enough. I'm getting more annoyed with AJ Brown being annoyed.
I'm trying to see the good in people.
I know, Hugh. See the bad. All right. Are the Eagles closer to the team from the first half or the second half yesterday? 77% voting the first half. And who do you think called plays in the first half? Kevin Petullo or Jalen Hurts? As the show goes on, the poll is moving closer to Jalen Hurts.
Slow news day?
Yeah, slow news day on that one. 41% believe Jalen called the plays in the first half yesterday.
Mm.
I'm guessing they don't think he called the plays in the second half.
Yeah,
of course he didn't.
It's reckless speculation.
Yeah, by?
By the people.
Mm. Yeah. Led by?
By the people.
You. Yeah. All right, let's go to the phone lines here, okay? Chris in California's up. What's up, Chris?
Hey, what's going on, fellas? You got me?
Got you, man. Chris. What's up, pal?
Hey, what's going on, man? Appreciate you guys taking my call.
Appreciate you listening. So what are you thinking of that?
Okay, well, first of all, you can never take 4-0 for granted. So winning is obviously good. There's no question about that. However, we all have a pair of eyes, and we can watch the performance of the team given the talent that they have. And there's no way you can convince anybody that they're living up to, you know, the standard that we believe that they can play at. If you think that that's crazy, just watch last year's NFC Championship and Super Bowl. that was about as complete of a performance defensively and offensively that you saw, particularly, you know, in the passing game. And so I say that to say, as far as the AJ critique, listen, we're fans of the team. We love the team. But you got to understand, AJ is a player. You don't get to that level of being great without a level of competitiveness, and I feel like a healthy level of selfishness. He wants to play well. He wants to help the team win. And he looks across the league. Just look at last night, for example, that Cowboy-Packer game. CeeDee Lamb is out. You know the Packers are probably game planning for George Pickens, and he still goes out there and gets 8 catches for 134 yards. Now, did they win? No, it was a tie. But that team doesn't have the defense that we have and what, you know, everything else the team is surrounded with. So if we get that type of production from our guys, we're probably, you know, looking more like what we did in the first half than what we did in the second half. And so I just think that for a team as talented as we are, we should never have lows as we did in that second half. Like, that's happened far too many times, even in this early four-game stretch of the year.
I agree, Chris. And I think they feel it the way we feel it. And I, Chris, I like this about this team. Like, I like that after games they recognize, hey, we got to be better. Hey, we got to be more buttoned up. That I like. They don't sit on their laurels because they keep winning football games. Because, Chris, I think deep down they know. They know eventually that if they don't play their best football, someone will beat them.
Absolutely, absolutely. And I just want to kind of add one last point is that I don't want to hear so much about, because I understand there's an element of, yes, they're playing against quality coordinators and quality teams that are trying to take AJ away, they're trying to slow down Saquon, but that's across the league, though. And if I would suggest anybody, not just, obviously we're Eagle fans, but take a look across the league, and you see these teams with lesser talented receivers, running backs, but you see these guys consistently week in and week out getting balls in position to make plays. Like last night, George Pickens, there was no CeeDee Lamb, and the Packers' defense coming into the game was highly rated. They'd been playing well all, you know, at least for the early part of the year, and you knew that they game planned for George Pickens, but how did he get 8 catches for 134? Or even Puka. Puka had 13 catches just yesterday. AJ has 14 in 4 games, and I think we all believe that AJ's a better receiver than Puka is.
Definitely.
So how can you tell me that, well, it's just that, you know, they're playing against such great coordinators? I'm like, as great as these coordinators are, even they'll tell you, I'm pretty sure, behind closed doors, like, look, we might be doing a good job, but we're not that good of coordinators to hold these kind of guys to this, you know, to 2 catches for 7 yards. Some of it, they'll probably be like, they're just missing them, or he's not, you know, whatever the scheme is or whatever the issue is, we're doing a decent job. But, you know, they always say with great players, you can never stop them. You just have to contain them.
It's a good point. No, Chris, it's a good point. And I, good phone call, man. We appreciate it. Yeah, like I understand why AJ's frustrated, and I do think that part of the reason he's gotten to be this great of a player is he believes in himself, right? Mm-hmm. All these great receivers do. They believe no one can cover me. What's his nickname? Always open. I get that. But the bottom line is, do we have to complain about it publicly? Do we have to make a scene every single...
No.
And I know, I'm not trying to say he's making a T.O. scene. He's not, right? He's not tearing apart the locker room. He's not doing sit-ups in his driveway. I'm not saying that. But he... There's a way you can make yourself the story every week. He does. Every week he either says something, doesn't say something, acts a certain way, has a book, puts a tweet out, has an Instagram.
Passive aggressive.
I mean, again, Devontae Smith probably feels frustrated too sometimes. Devontae Smith's a hell of a receiver. He's not quite as great as AJ has been in his career, but he's really good. I don't see any of this crap from him. Like, there's a thing that AJ makes... AJ forces himself into the conversation when his play doesn't put him in the conversation.
No, I agree. He has to find a way to get the narrative. But, I think you have to understand that. And like I said, I don't feel like we all know it's not the place that you want to be. I'm not sitting here trying to absolve him from being a mature adult in this situation. But like I said, with his talent, it shouldn't be that hard to get him involved, Joe. It shouldn't be that hard. You know, just like you say, throw him a couple slants. Let him make some things happen. That's what he did last week. I just don't feel like it doesn't have to be this way, because we are talented enough and he's talented enough. Give him the football. And, okay, let's say, for instance, let's play in devil's advocate. If he's not the guy that he used to be, hell, that's going to play itself out when you throw the ball to him. We don't know. I mean, we can't honestly. Only thing we're complaining about right now is the fact that he's being a malcontent.
Now he's complaining.
No, yeah, that's what I'm saying. He's a mal. Nobody's saying that he get. Well, it's being speculated, but it's a speculation at this point because we don't know.
I think it's fair to wonder if he's losing a step. He's got a lot of injuries.
It's fair to wonder, but it is there any definitive evidence that's the case?
Well, I
don't think so.
You could say the evidence is the production, but then is that him? Is that the coordinator? Is it the quarterback?
Yeah, because it's like you see it from last week, and you saw him Debo and Cass. Right. And again, just like with Puka Nacua, Puka Nacua is not a small receiver.
No, he's big, very big.
And AJ's a big receiver, and a lot of times, if you put the ball in a position where only they're going to catch it, they're going to make some things happen. That's what I see when I see AJ Brown. Give him that opportunity until he shows us he can't do it anymore. That's kind of where I'm at with it.
Yeah, look.
Shouldn't be that hard to get him the ball.
Yesterday, we can't blame targets. Like, there's games where they forget about him. They're running the ball a lot. They're up. Okay. They threw him the ball 9 times yesterday. Like, yesterday wasn't a day where it's like, okay, we forgot about you. He got 9 targets. Now, I can't control, and neither can he, if Jalen throws the ball out of bounds on one or two of them. I mean, that happens, right? You're not going to be perfect. So, I don't know, man. On a day they won again, and they scored.
You ain't trying to hit it.
You got 9 targets yesterday. Yeah. Like, the fact
they had 9 good targets, though. Can you argue that they were 9 good targets?
Well, who are we frustrated with?
I'm just asking a question. Because
No, one of them sailed 5 feet out of bounds.
Okay.
Okay, so that's on the quarterback, right?
Okay, yeah.
I mean, the quarterback threw the ball out of bounds.
Yeah.
So, like, is he annoyed? Who's he annoyed at? That's what I'm wondering.
Probably the quarterback.
Okay.
If I had to recklessly speculate, he's probably annoyed.
Well, that's what you're here for. Let's look to Jim, who's up next on WIP. What's up, Jim?
Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
Hey,
or afternoon.
Great job. Yeah. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Jim. We appreciate you listening, buddy. What are you thinking today?
Hey, so I'm happy about the 4-0 start. I'm happy that Green Bay and Dallas tied. I wanted Dallas to lose, but hey, it's better for us for them to tie.
It is, Jim. No, I am actually glad it ended in a tie. Cause one, it's funny, and two, it helps us out with the Green Bay thing and, you know, maybe home field advantage and all that.
Yeah, it's a great thing. So I wanted to touch, first off, with the offense. Everybody knows what it is. It's the play call. The second thing I wanted to touch is special teams. Michael Clay deserves all the credit for the blocked punts. But if you look at the punt and the kickoff coverage, we're horrible. Look at the last 4 games. We are horrible on the coverage. And the last thing, do you think that short offensive tackle that's on injured reserve that comes off with N'Kobe this week, do you think he'll be a fullback or do you think he'll replace Pryor?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Oh, hey, love your shoes. If you're hearing this is your sign to try those on. Trust us, you can totally pull them off. In fact, try on every shoe here if you want. We won't stop you. In our house, you've got unlimited freedom to play. And hey, fall is the perfect season to do, wear, be whatever you want. And with tons of shoes that get you at prices that get your budget, we'll give you something to brag about. So go ahead, try them on. Let us surprise you.
Are you talking about the guy they claimed from the Rams at the end of the summer?
Yeah, I think it's Lumpkins. I'm not sure on the name.
Yes, I think that, yes. He was a guy, the Rams, I know they liked him. Jim, I'm not sure how they're going to use him, but it was interesting because he was someone they claimed while he was hurt, which is pretty rare for, kind of a training camp type of thing. So they must really like him. Jim, good phone call. I don't know how he's going to fit in, but obviously offensive line depth is always a key. And right now, Lane keeps getting banged up. So it's something we're talking about here. I would think he's a center, so I would think he's going to play center. All right. We addressed one elephant in the room about 40 minutes ago. But again, Odyssey paid good money for this elephant, so let's address another one, Hugh. Hugh Douglas, what's going on with Saquon Barkley? It is 4 games now, And I still don't think my eyes are not telling me he's lost a step. I don't feel that. I don't feel he has hit a wall from last year.
Mm-hmm.
But we didn't see any stretch of four games last year where he was this quiet, where he had this little production. I mean, the numbers on the season, 77 carries, 237 total yards, 3.1 yards per carry. Hugh, what's going on with the run game? Which really, that felt like the biggest problem in the second half. I know Jalen was 0-for-8.
They couldn't salt it away.
Like, that was what they did all year last year, right? They got up 10, they got up 14, and they just ran the hell out of the football and ended the game. Yesterday, they kept giving the ball back to the Bucs because they couldn't run it.
It looks like to me, for the most part, that, you know, last year, when Saquon Barkley, when he got contacted, it was on the defensive side.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
3-4 yards down,
like,
the field.
Like, down the field. It feels more now that he's either getting hit at the line of scrimmage or they get more penetration up front. That's what it kind of feels like. He's not getting those runs where, you know, he get a head of steam going and he's allowed to run guys over, run past guys or something like that. A lot of the guys are attacking him, like we talked about a few weeks ago. A lot of run blitzes. A lot of blitzes at the run game to stop him from getting going. And I think that has been the biggest issue. The offensive line is not blocking like they once did, and they're getting a lot more penetration up front that's not allowing Saquon to get going like that. I remember when Jim Johnson was our defense coordinator, God rest his soul, a lot of times we would blitz run plays so that we could get the running back to make that extra step so that the swarm would come and get him. So I see a little bit of that. I see a lot of bit of that, as a matter of fact.
Yeah, I see that too. I don't think the offensive line's been as good as they normally are. Obviously, Lane going out of two games is a big deal. If you had told me before the season he'd have four straight games like this to start the year, even if you told me all the things that are part of it, right? The O-line, the run blitzes, teams playing up, I would say, yeah, but he's going to break one, right?
Yeah.
I mean, he always breaks one. He's
kind of told y'all this.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, I kind of told y'all it's going to be kind of hard to run.
Now we got to make sure we're all on the same page here. I think you said to us he's more likely to get, like, what? How many yards? 1,400? 1,300?
I mean, it's not outside the realm of possibility, like 1,500, 1,400 yards. Like,
well, we're going to have
not going to be like it was last year.
We're going to have to pick it up just to get to 1,500 yards.
Yeah, I'll pick it up tremendously.
But you... If you felt this, you should have sounded the alarm. You kind of soft sounded the alarm.
Well, I'm just putting out there. I'm just putting it out there for y'all. No. Y'all do it what you
well,
will.
Well, no. If you really thought he was going to decline, you would have said he'd go from 5.5 yards to carry to 3. Then we would have all panicked with you.
It was
you
one
didn't
of those
say
things.
That.
I didn't think that was going to happen. But you kind of knew going into the season that it was tough sledding.
This
tough? Tough sledding.
This tough?
And you know what? I'm going to even go, some of the OGs was like, man, he might mail it in. I don't think he's mailed it in. He doesn't look like the cat that mailed it in. But he ain't got off to the rousing start that he had last year.
How about Hugh? I told you so-ing us on Saquon having about 40 yards a game.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm just saying.
Yeah,
you didn't tell us that.
I didn't. I'm just saying.
You said he wouldn't be quite as good.
Don't look so happy that Saquon's not having.
I'm
a
not.
Good year.
I'm. Wow. I do not look happy. I am not happy. I'm happy that we're 4-0.
I know happy on you when I see it.
I am not happy.
I read you like a book.
I am not.
I
happy.
Told you so, Douglas.
I'm just saying,
he cocking around.
I just try to tell y'all, you know, I did hit a 4-leg parlay this weekend. $2.
I got to be totally honest with you.
$20.
Nobody cares. Nobody.
Not at all.
Nobody cares. Let's go to Ace in South Philly. What's up, Ace?
Ace. Hey, what's up, guys? How's it going?
Hey,
going
Ace. On, what's up, pal?
I just want to say, man, my thing is not with the players. It's more so the organization, man, and it's power struggle. Like, you know what I'm saying? To the OGs that know, like, it's like, come on. Like, we know what's going on. Like, because I never seen the organization, and I love my organization, I love my team. But with so much success in Super Bowls, why are these OCs always jumping ship? Want to leave? This guy got to keep remembering all these playbooks. You got to deal with AJ getting frustrated because he's trying to learn the plays and learn stuff on the go. And then it's like, you want to go to AJ when it's time to bail you out. Because he bailed them out last week. I don't care what nobody said.
He did. No, he absolutely did.
The defense and AJ bailed them out. But the power struggles between the coordinators, the coach, and Howie in the analytics department is like, that's what people don't pay attention to. Because last year, when Nick Sirianni made that comment about the analytics and – That I don't know, what was that game Jalen threw all over the place? Was that when they played the Steelers?
Yes.
And he said, yeah. And he said they took the straitjacket off.
Mm-hmm.
And I, you know, I stick to stuff like that. Like, I pay attention to stuff like that. I don't believe anything everybody say, but I watch and I listen, and I make sure I remind myself to go back to it. But, Hugh, let me ask you something.
Yes.
What was the request when Chip Kelly came to the Eagles? What was his request before he got there? Who he went and moved out the way to the other side of the building?
I wasn't here, but he put Howie in the closet.
Because he didn't want say-so over what?
He was like, what over personnel decisions, right?
Personnel decisions and playbook.
Mm-hmm.
Howie's a problem here?
If you don't think Howie has hand in that personnel and control.
Oh, no, he definitely does.
He's got his hands in the personnel.
And that choke down playbook. Because you mean to tell me you go aggressive in the first half and it looked like a light switch that got turned off in the second half?
It's on you, Hugh.
It's crazy. We won two Super Bowls like this. So now nobody sees it as a problem.
What is your truth, bro?
What are you talking about?
Why would it be a problem if they're winning Super Bowls?
Live your truth, dog. Live your
truth. The control.
Control of the situation.
Yeah.
So the personnel is the best in the league.
Yeah. I would say the personnel. And Ace, I preach the phone call. I would say
one thing that's not wrong with the Eagles.
The only reason they're winning games, in spite of having Jekyll and Hyde kind of games, is they have so many good football players. Like yesterday, they did everything in their power to try to lose that game. But Jihad Campbell is a special football player, and he made two plays to win the game. He caused the fumble on Bucky Irving. He intercepted the pass. Isn't that why they won the game yesterday?
Yeah.
Their first-round pick.
Yeah, that was Howie's. That's Howie's.
Last year's first-round pick, Quinyon Mitchell, had a shutdown game on whatever receiver he was on.
And he was out there about to fight.
I love that. I love Quinyon. You know what Quinyon reminds me of?
What's that?
Quinyon reminds me, he's like a defensive Devontae.
Like a little chihuahua.
He's very quiet. Like when we had him on, right? We've had him on a couple times, Quinyon mm-hmm. and Devontae. They're men of few words, right? They're kind of quiet, reserved.
They're men of action.
But on the field, I love Quinyon on the field. Quinyon on the field, he was in Tristan Wirfs' face yesterday.
Yeah, he knew he wasn't going to do nothing. So, yeah, I mean, it's kind
of
easy.
I know, but do most corners get in the face of offensive linemen?
No, they don't. I mean, he gave him props for that, but if it really popped off, I don't think he would have did nothing. But I'm just saying. It was a good look.
I'm just saying, Quinyon's awesome. And he had an awesome game.
Did we have a caller today blame the offense on Howie Roseman before we've gotten anybody say anything about the quarterback's hand in this?
Yes. Well,
that's how it works.
No, it's not how it works. Not how it works in a functioning society. What are you talking about?
Yeah, the quarterback don't get a blame for that because he got the win. I didn't say it was not, first of all, didn't say it was right.
I feel like I'm losing my mind.
I didn't say it was right, but that's just how it is.
You were the one this offseason with your nonsense.
What nonsense?
Well, I mean, which one? There's a lot of nonsense.
Yeah, which one, Kyle?
The one about if you took Howie away. They'd be fine.
I know.
Yeah, they did.
It's Hurts is more responsible for all of this than Howie Roseman
is. Howie's a big cog in the wheel, but he's just a cog.
He's the biggest cog in the wheel. He's the reason all these players are here.
And that's where that kind of call comes from.
Yeah, I'm just saying.
I just want to point
out. I mean, live his truth. Live the truth that he wants to live. We'll sort through all this at the end of the day.
You're right. It is 12-19, and no one has mentioned besides me, that the quarterback yesterday was great in the first half and couldn't hit the broadside of a barn in the second half.
Yeah, how dare you?
Yeah, because we're still trying to figure that part out.
No, I wouldn't even figure it out. I watched it. What do you mean figure it out? Can we start viewing Jalen Hurts like a 3-point shooter in basketball? No one ever comes on the air after a big basketball game and says,
never.
I couldn't figure out why the guy missed 7 3-pointers. I don't know. He missed them. I can't figure out why Jalen Hurts missed AJ Brown the whole second half. I don't know. He missed them.
To be fair,
probably the GM's fault.
It's funny that, like, when I go on social media, the first thing that I see is fire Kevin Petullo, and it's his fault.
This is your fault.
It's not his fault. Like I said,
no, it's yours.
No,
you led the charge last week. The Pied Piper leading everyone off the cliff last week.
Everybody watches the game differently, and you can't tell me to this day still that Jalen didn't call those plays in the second half of last week's game. I still believe that.
Maybe he called yesterday's second half plays too. Maybe the second half's always Jalen's half.
Maybe.
So what happened yesterday?
I don't know. I don't know what you're talking about because I saw the first half.
You fell asleep at the halftime.
The first half was fire.
It was awesome.
And then when I woke up, that
we came into the 4 o'clock when I woke up.
I took a nap.
215-592-9494. Your Eagles calls next. Reaction to the game here. The great first half. A brutal second half.
Brutal.
From an offensive perspective. As much as there's been up and down with yesterday, I'm not frustrated the defense had a tough second half.
Because it was hot.
Well, not because it was hot. I just think there was a couple broken plays. I mean, the Bucks really drive the field on them and score.
Nah. I mean, they had some nice little plays.
They had big plays.
Yeah.
And look, Makuba. But
it wasn't sustained. It wasn't sustained. Drive.
And when they tried to sustain it, the Eagles eventually took the football away. I feel really good about the defense. I want to feel great about the offense. But, you know, they go through these Jekyll and Hyde halves where they don't show up.
You ain't the only one that said that.
Well, I mean, it's because we all saw it. And most of us that are living in reality are trying to address it. Some of us
I'm wondering if that's most of us nowadays. I don't think
living in reality.
Those of us that are living in reality.
I live in reality.
Mm.
I do.
Your reality is the problem. Okay.
Your reality might be in those dreams while you're sleeping during the game.
No, I'm just saying that we won the game. We're 4-0.
Yeah, but we're better than that.
Are you positive you were asleep?
No, I'm saying we're 4-0.
Aren't we better than that? We won the game.
Well,
they're supposed to win. They're favored in every game.
The standard is higher.
Yeah.
And you know, it's hard to sustain that kind of excellence throughout the season.
Standard is the standard, Hugh.
But always rises. They're always trying to get to that standard, though. They're thriving. They're getting and while they're thriving to get there, they are winning. So that's important.
Mm, that is the most important thing.
Most important thing.
A win is a win. All right, your phone call is next on All This Plus. We'll get to what we'll be watching this week as it pertains to the Phillies, who officially are the number 2 seed in the National League, and some things the players had to say yesterday as they get ready to open the playoffs on Saturday, October 4th. That's all next. Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get emotion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.